matters, but it sure looked like it on the replay. We got that beautiful replay board up there, and it seemed that his knees may have been off the ground, and he for sure reached the ball across, but zero on the scoreboard.
Aaron, all things considered, though, a good first drive.
It was okay. You know, you got to cash that in. We converted a third down there. James made a nice route, nice catch. But we got to get that ball in the end zone. A little miscommunication on the incompletion to the left side to James. And then, you know, trying to stuff it up in there from about a yard out. They did a good job on defense being stout. And we got to get seven on the board there. So, but I think overall it was good for us to move the ball. I think we had over 10 plays on that drive and pretty good tempo. And David got his feet wet, which was important for us. So we just got to improve. We'll watch this film and move forward.
Happy with that much while you're related for this first preseason game, like I said, just get kind of feet wet.
Yeah, that's about normal for us. Next week, I'm sure we'll jump up to about 20 plays or so. But whatever Mike, asks us to do with that first unit, we're going to do. We just need to be productive and score points. I think it's about making sure we're in out of the huddle quickly. If we're at the line, we have good tempo and making the right checks. We got to run the ball a little more effectively, I think, moving forward. We had a lot of attempts tonight, not a lot to show for it. So we need that balance moving into the season, and we got to find the next 3 weeks.
How did you think David did? He looked pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get touched tonight. We had a few dropbacks, I think five attempts. So I'm sure he was pretty good over there. It's nice when you're not worried about him, and tonight I wasn't worried about him. He's a confident kid. I think he's got a bright future for us. For him, it's about experience and going against good pass rushers. And next week will be a good challenge with those guys they have in St. Louis.
Maybe what was your impression of Harold
tonight? Well, I think Graham has had a real good camp. I think he's made some good plays in practice. Tonight, you know, was obviously probably frustrating for him. But, you know, there were not a lot of opportunities out there. And you just have to take care of the football in the preseason. Preseason football is a different animal, though. I've been there. 3 years playing with the second unit is tough. You know, a lot of stuff can happen. Some confusion at times. So I'm sure they'll all look at the film. We'll watch it tomorrow, and everybody's got to get better.
In a preseason game, second half, aren't there bigger plays or broken plays? I mean, was that a tight ball game out there with those second and third teams?
Yeah, our offense was pretty stagnant. I mean, we didn't have the big chunk plays. I don't know if we had what we call explosive plays after the first drive, a 16-yard pass or a 12-yard run. We just couldn't run the ball effectively and get those creases and get our back on the safety and didn't convert in the passing game. Had some chances. We got to catch the ball a little bit better and we'll get better.
That was a record crowd, 73,000. Did it sound like it in there?
It was louder, I think, than a preseason game. We didn't give the fans a lot to cheer about tonight, but it's exciting to look around that stadium and to see how much has changed in my 9 years here. It's exciting. The team obviously puts money back in the organization, and it's, you know, it's great to be a Packer.
What do you take away from a game like this?
Well, I think the number one thing for myself, you want to be able to walk out of here. So got that one checked off. But second, and obviously more important, is you want to move the ball effectively. We did a good job at that. You want to score points. We didn't have any points tonight on a one drive, so that's frustrating. But yeah, I think overall, as Mike said after the game, the energy wasn't there. You expect, especially with this many young guys playing, a little bit more energy from some of those second and third groups. We didn't have that tonight. I don't know if we're a little fatigued or not, but we need to bring a little bit extra next week and start to get this thing looking the right way.
What part of the execution is faltering on third and short, or fourth and short, fourth and goal situations? Where is it falling apart?
Well, I'll have to look at the film, but, they brought some empty pressure the last couple plays there on that first drive, and tight windows in the red zone, you got to be able to execute. So we've done that, obviously, in the past, and we got to find a way to punch that in there.
Take two more. Yeah. What's the step
forward to do?
I think they need to get comfortable. I think Graham's been here. This is his fourth season with us. He knows the offense really well. BJ's second season. Those guys need to get very comfortable on the field and play like it. And that's about the things they're thinking about pre-snap, their checks, and then their, the way they're comfortable in the pocket. Tonight, as you see in the preseason, there's going to be some breakdowns and protection. You're going to take some shots. and it's about finding that rhythm in the offense and moving the team. I think Graham moved the team real well, but they had some hiccups that kept them out of scoring range.
Is that kind of the advice that you gave them?
Well, I didn't get a chance to talk to them a lot besides looking at the pictures and give them a couple pointers, but you know, we've talked multiple times in the days leading up to this, how preseason football is and what to expect. I've obviously been there before and know that things get a little crazy out there, and you sometimes have to make plays out of bad looks, and tonight we just didn't make any plays.